On this episode, 3 steps to better erections in 3 days.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the tribe. Speaking of being a part of the tribe, if you haven't joined us in the Brotherhood yet, I would love for you to do that. That is my free community for you guys, our community for listeners of this show. That's where we come together as like-minded men, as growth-oriented men who value sacred, holistic sexual health. That's where we come together to grow in all the ways. It's free. Join us. Go to holisticalpha.com/brotherhood. Let's talk about erections. If you're a man, if you have a penis, that means that like any aspect of life, we're never going to be 100% at absolute 100% strength our entire life. There will come a time, whether that's today or some other time, there will come a time when you think, yeah, I would actually like to improve my erections over the next 3 days. Maybe I'd like to improve them well beyond that, but an improvement in the next 3 days would be great. That's what I'd like to share with you today is 3 simple steps that you can take that will make an immediate difference that you will see in 3 days if you implement these. They're simple. They don't take a lot of effort. And there's 2 awesome things that will happen when you do this. Number one, you'll get an immediate impact. That's cool. Number two is that will give you evidence that these things work. It will maybe give you evidence that things can change if they haven't changed in a while, if you've been a little bit frustrated. So this will be awesome. Now, if your erections right now, if you're like, they're 100%, they're absolute diamond when I wake up, they're diamond 100% of the time, when I'm with a partner, when I'm edging, whatever. First of all, that's awesome. Second of all, keep this in your back pocket because you never know when your brain's going to call this up at some point in the future, years down the line, and remind you, oh yeah, I should try those 3 things. Let's talk about these 3 steps. They are simple. The first one is stop eating earlier. Stop eating earlier in the evening. One of the easiest and most effective ways to hurt your erections and potentially kill your morning wood is to eat too late. So we don't want to do that. And I can tell you, I have heard from dozens, maybe hundreds of guys at this point, how big of an impact this makes. It makes an immediate impact. So the thing to do for the next 3 days for step number one is stop eating earlier at night. Bump it up 1 hour, 2 hours earlier from wherever you are. At least 3 hours before you go to bed, preferably and potentially longer than that. And part of that maybe depends on when you're getting a workout in and training sessions. If that's real early in the day, you're going to probably start eating earlier in the day and you're going to potentially stop eating earlier in the day. If all of that is a little bit later, that might be a little bit later, but at a minimum, 3 hours before you go to bed, nothing after that. Try this for the next 3 days. That is step number one. Step number two is drink more water. Drink a lot of water. Now, I know this sounds simple. However, it is one of those things that even when we're doing well at it, for extended periods of time, it's easy to kind of fall away. It's easy to kind of, you know, we kind of lose a little bit here and there. We're not quite drinking as much. And for a lot of you guys, this is something that maybe you've actually never had enough water because a lot of guys don't. I didn't ever really for a long time. This makes a huge difference. If you are an adult male, we ought to be drinking at least 1 gallon of water. If you're a bigger guy, if you're super active, if you're sweating a lot, potentially more than that. So again, this is a case where wherever you are, number one, make sure it's at least 1 gallon the next 3 days. And number two, if you're at 1 gallon and you're a bigger guy and you're super active, try drinking 1.5 gallons. Ramp it up a little bit. As long as you're not super crazy trying to drink 1 gallon in 10 minutes or 1 hour or something, you can ramp up the amount of water that you're drinking and test it and see how you feel just fine. Last note on water is if you find or have found in the past that when you drink more water, you're peeing like a ton, the thing to look at with that is your sodium intake because our body, our cells cannot actually absorb and utilize the water that we drink if we don't have sufficient sodium. This is one of those things that's kind of ironic because a lot of people who are eating very healthy, a lot of whole real foods, again, that's awesome. If you're not adding salt much to your food or at all, a lot of people eating very healthy, whole, real foods are actually not getting enough sodium. If you're eating a lot of processed food and takeout, first of all, change that because that's not helping you. Second of all, you're probably getting enough salt. But if you find, again, when you ramp up your water intake, if you're peeing like a ton, that's the thing to at least check and evaluate, okay, how much sodium are you actually taking in? And is it enough? That's kind of another discussion, but that would be the thing to look at. Last thing on water is front load this. Front load it early in the day for two reasons. One is that it will make it much easier to hit your target. It's hard to catch up later in the day, especially as you start eating and the hours go on in the day. It's hard to catch up with a lot of water later in the day. You want to get off to a good start with this. Front load it. The other benefit of front loading it is that you won't find yourself up all night peeing. You can drink significantly more water than you're drinking right now. And if you front load it in the day, you won't be up all night peeing. Last step is ramp up significantly or start, if it's starting, ramp up or start your root strength Kegel training. If you're doing something now, if you're doing like a stamina session a day, if you're doing an edging session a day, ramp up what you're doing in terms of the strength aspect of your root muscle, of your pelvic floor. Ramp it up significantly. So, for example, if you're doing one stamina session a day, that's the iOS app, S-T-A-M-E-N-A. It's just a timer. Bottom line, if you're doing some kind of, you know, session, 5-10 minutes where you're doing some root strength training, ramp it up. Do 3 or 4 or 5 times that the next 3 days. If you're edging, ramp up your edging. If you've been edging 10 minutes a day, ramp up your edging to 20 or 30 minutes a day the next 3 days. If you are incorporating Kegels and root strength into your workouts, ramp that up. Do things like horse stance, weighted horse stance, Garland pose. Look those things up. All two of those will help you as well. Overall, if you ramp up significantly the amount you're training your root muscle, it is going to make a huge difference. I've talked about the strength aspect before, and this is one of those things where if you ramp it up significantly for a few days, you will feel a difference. Last note on that part, as we train our root muscle, as we work on making it stronger, first of all, that is a very good thing. Second is we want to ensure that we don't have a lot of tension building up. So practicing relaxation, practicing coming back to a relaxed position in that muscle throughout the day, practicing some massage or utilizing some massage on a daily basis to make sure that you don't have tension build up, because that is an area where, just like any other muscular group, if we train it really hard, tension can build up there, and that's not going to serve you well. So as with the rest of our body, the time and effort that we put into recovery and taking care of our body in terms of releasing tension, because it does take time and effort, using a massage gun, a roller, massaging with your hands, whatever it is, it does take some time and effort. It is high return on investment because we want to ensure that we have minimal tension throughout our body, and yes, especially in our root muscle, we want to avoid tension there. So try these 3 steps for 3 days with consistency, with intention, actually do them. They're not big, major things. You just got to remember and actually do it. Again, the steps are stop eating earlier at night, at least 3 hours, if not earlier than that. Wherever you are, move it up at least 1 or 2 earlier and test it. Step number 2 is drink more water, potentially a lot more water, at least 1 gallon. Front load it in the day. Step number 3 is ramp up your root strength training, potentially your edging as well. You do these 3 things for 3 days. You will see an improvement in your erections, I guarantee it. So give this a shot. I would love to hear your feedback on how this works for you. Shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439. Join us in the Brotherhood. Go to holisticalpha.com/brotherhood. And we'll talk to you soon.